filled with lumdas, it's filled with bigadias, it's filled with halacha lemaisa, it's filled with lots and lots of things. And it's an important sort of pesach to understanding some really important topics. It happens to have major hashkafic implications, if we're looking for that. Tomorrow we're starting Hagdama. Tomorrow begins Hagdama to the third parak of Bava Basra. Third parak of Bava Basra. That will... it's good. It's good stuff, third parak of Bava Basra. It's fantastic. Weiter. Gemara says as follows: Gemara Chasam Abayis Tanu Rabbanim. We have a brayta gavei tzedaka in Rishon Lifrozem Yizat Alaporizel Shara Vezel Chanus. Halachas of gavei tzedaka. The halachas of the guy who's collecting tzedaka. The sugya is it's our fourth shiur in tzedaka, and they put together is a four part series. We can get like a, you know, this for the early 80s. We can have a couple like a four tape set that we could be selling now. Halachas tzedaka for the early 80s. It couldn't be someone would buy it because there was no such thing as Y Torah. People were thirsty for Torah. Gavai tzedakah in Rishon Levozem Yizeh. When you have gavai tzedakah, the guys who are collecting money together, they collect in groups of two. They collect in groups of two. Why are they collecting in groups of two? No, what did Mar really say? Why collecting two? But that's what I knew people would say. The positions of Sarara, positions of authority are done in groups of two, I believe Mar says. So, positions of authority. Gavai tzedakah, position of authority. Many of the things, fascinatingly, that we consider positions of authority, and not his authority, it's interesting to trace what was considered to be his authority or not in Doros. That's not a lumbus point. That's not even a historical point. That's just not an interesting point. Next. So when the Gabbai is going around, the Gemara here says, don't go around, don't stay together when you're collecting. Stay together when you're collecting. Why are you staying together when you're collecting? Look over the answer. Simple. You're staying together when you're collecting because, says Rashi on our sugya, find it. B'nei HaChashad. So Yomru Zeh HaGo B'Yechid Daito Lignov. So they don't say that the guy who's collecting it is stealing. You don't want to look like you're stealing. So because you don't want to look like you're stealing, what are we going to do? Make sure stay in groups of two. That way it's not going to look like you're stealing. Yeah.
So is it Shara or is it
Chashad? That's Shara that the preacher gets into. But yeah. Not Pashut. Not really, but he's relevant to that Shiloh. It's not clear. It's a Shiloh that the Yachorim asked that.
Because of Shor, and I was saying they have to stay in two because of
Shor. Yeah, the Yachorim asked that. You talk and you have an answer, yeah. It's Ha'ar in the Gemara. Yeah, we have to... We're learning this more seriously, not using it to pass out to get to Hanukkah. Then we really talk about it, but yeah, the Yachorim are mayor that Shiloh.
And
the answer. okay. A lot of halakhas in the Gemara are quoted Matzamos Bashuk. If I find money, and really the money I'm entitled to keep, it's my money, don't put it into your pocket. It's going to look like you're taking money to put it into your pocket. So what do? You put it into the tzedakah box, and you come back at home, then take it out. A lot of different shilas in the Gemara are coming up to make it clear, to make it look like you're not stealing. When you're in public, you want to look like you're not stealing. Azai Zach the Gemara. You want to make sure that it looks like what you're doing is totally proper at all times. Those are the halachas of a guy by tzedakah. Right? Comes up all the time. So we're on a classic internet in a certain context. That was interesting. When you collect, when you want to exchange money sometimes, like embarrassing. You have a $5 bill and you want to take $4 back. He's the only guy in the shul. So you're buying the tzedakah box, you put in the $5, you're taking that $4 back, and like five people walk into shul as you're doing that. Right? That looks shikol chashad. So if you look like you're the type of guy who normally would ask for money, and then we see you taking $4 out, and the taka looks like you're a gana. You look like you're the type of guy who normally gets $5, because all you have are larger bills. Not that large, but puts $5 bill in, so then people are less association. But that is life. What's the marker for this idea? The marker for this idea is, Rashi says, the notion of chashad. The notion of chashad. That we don't want people to think that you're not from. They don't want people to think that you're not from. Now, the Gemara doesn't quote the actual pasuk teaching this. What's look over the pasuk that teaches me this about Chashad? Yisim Nekiyim Hashem Yisrael. The pasuk in somewhere in Sefer Bamidbar. That you want to look, the Gemara Pesachim on Daffy Gimel quotes this, you want to look like you're clean and all is good in the eyes of Hashem and in the eyes of you. So for Tshuva, the last Mar Makom, talks about this. The Chassid Sofer and Tshuva talks about this. The challenge of, on the one hand, keeping to our mitzvahs well, but it's so much harder also to realize the severity of looking bad in the eyes of others. Chil Hashem is an unbelievable avera. That's partially, says the Chassid Sofer, connected to this idea. Yisnikiyim. Not just how I look in the Klape Kersh Baruch, but how do I look Klape others? How do I look Klape others? It's a chashuv thing. How do I look Klape others? It doesn't mean I have to always look like I'm the biggest tzaddik in front of others. I have to dress up and talk like I'm the biggest tzaddik ever if I'm not. But it means I shouldn't be looking like I'm doing Averas. It should be looking like I'm really naki, like I'm really clean, Klape the Ribono Shel Olam. Now, that's what the Gemara says. The Torah quotes this Gemara, the Torah himself quotes this Pasuk as the Makar. The Torah himself quotes this Pasuk as the Makar and Simon Reishon in Zion. Why is this in Simon Reishon in Zion? Why is it in Yoreh Deh Reishon in Zion? That's where all Tzedakah is. Tzedakah is there, so it makes sense to have things discussing Tzedakah in the context of Tzedakah. Why not? It's a good idea. So that in the end, the Torah quotes that Kadesh Yud Nikiyim Hashemu Mi Yisrael. He adds in this makar of that you should be using the kiyam as being the makar. If anyone's interested, the first line of the Torah is a little bit different than Rashi. The first line of the Torah is a little different than Rashi. If you want to be medayik,
Mishnah Shkalim also quote that same Basra.
Yeah, Mishnah Shkalim quotes that also. But I'm saying the Torah said that's not an argument about Basra. Mishnah Shkalim quotes that Mar Makom. That's really the source l'chora for the notion of Chashad and Maris Ayin. Chashad and Maris Ayin. The simple pshat when you go through Gemara is that Chashad and Maris Ayin are one and the same. Chashad and Maris Ayin. They're two phrases, but as reported in the past, I believe, from Shechter, often two phrases in the Gemara are two ways of referring to the same phenomenon. So the simple pshat is Chashad and Maris Ayin are both things about you have to look like you're not abiding averas. Look like you're being the kain mitzvos. That's a bit chashad and marasayin. What's the makar? Look over the makar of Yisim Nikiyim. That's a pasuk. That's what the Mishnah and Shkalim quotes. That's the Mishnah and Shkalim quotes. That looks over as pshat in our Gemara. Now, Ad Kan, we have the following. We have a makar of Yisim Nikiyim. We now encounter a Gemara in Maseches Shabbos. We now encounter a Gemara in Maseches Shabbos. All these Gemaras are all in. The Gemaras of Chanukah are all in Maseches Shabbos. They're all in Maseches Shabbos. Why are there that many Mishnayos about Chanukah?
Because
Rabbi Sofer was angry.
Chassam
Sofer, who did? Oh. There's a couple of Chassam Sofer. The one Chassam Sofer is that one Chassam Sofer that Chassam Sofer is because Rabbi Nassi was a little bit angry. Rabbi Nassi comes from Malchus Beis David, and we quote it from Rabban al Torah. The Rabban al Torah critiques the Chashmonaim for taking over the Malchus. That's why the Gemara about Basra and Gimel Amidays. That's why Hordes was able to kill all Beis Chashmonai. Rabban says their chait was they took over the Malchus. They were Kohanim. They're not allowed to take over the Malchus. That's why they got killed. Chassam Sofer said Rabbi Nassi was like a shtickle bitter about it. So he decided not to include in the Mishnayos. Now, at some point out, that is a very, very odd Chassam Sofer. On a lot of levels, an odd Chassam Sofer because Rabbi Nassi was, meaning he was so bitter, I wouldn't include in the Torah. If it's good Torah, include it. If it's not good Torah, don't include it. Number two, Rabbi Nassi was so bothered by it that it was a personal negias. He thought that what they did was wrong, so don't include it. But not because he was from Malchus Beis David, personal negias. Not Pashut. But that one, that first verse, I believe, in Sefer Chumash. Second, in Chassam Sofer on Shasta, Chassam Sofer says a different pshat, which is a famous Rambam in the fourth parak of Menachos. Famous Rambam, Pirkei Mishnayos in Menachos. This is a major, if you're a thoughtful person learning Mishnayos, this is going to hit you. Mishnayos often don't talk about some basic things. They don't talk about, they'll tell you in Tzitzis that Tzcheles is a Ma'akev, love and love is not Ma'akev. They'll often leave out, though, some basic ideas. They'll leave out the notion of having a shliach tzibor. They'll tell you pratim within tzitzis, but they won't tell you explicitly you have to go wear tzitzis. You have to go wear tefillin. Mishnayos often leave out some major ideas and focus on. So the Rambam for Mishnayos says Chassam Sofer suggests a similar thing in regards to Chanukah. The Rambam says that they never included in Mishnayos things that everybody knew about. Mishnayos were a lot of things about mezuzah. Because Mishnayos were writing down things people didn't know about. Everybody knew mezuzah. Everyone knew tefillin. Everyone knew tzitzis. They were prophets we didn't know about. We needed to have a Mishnayos teach me the prophet. But they all knew that stuff. So Chassam Sofer said that's also why Shabbos is not in the Mishnayos. Because Chanukah. Because they all knew Neiros Chanukah. They all knew Neiros Chanukah. There's no need b'chlal to put it in. So it's Chassam Sofer. Based on, again, a very famous Rambam in Pirkei Mishnayos and Menachos. You're talking it's a little bit more of a famous Rambam if you're holding an academic Torah. If you're not, it's a little bit less famous, but it's famous. There are people who refer to it as being famous. Okay. Weiter. So it's in Hanukkah, and it's the Shas of Hanukkah. Why is it in the Gemara in Hanukkah? Why is it where it is? Ayin Refutner, I think it's maybe the first time in Pachal Yitzchak. Print that stuff. If not, you'll just be okay with it being in Shabbos. Now, what's going on? The Gemara there in Chav Gimel is talking about... Can I borrow Shabbos? I'm so sorry. The Gemara in Shabbos talks about the following halacha. I have a house. On my house, there are two windows. There are two windows. The Gemara tells me, Masechta Shabbos, I need to light Neiros Shabbos, Neiros Hanukkah in both windows. Why? Mipnei ha-chashad. Mipnei ha-chashad. The Gemara in Shabbos is pretty clear. The Gemara in Shabbos, that I have to light at both windows because of chashad. Because of chashad. That's the reason. Now, the Gemara does elaborate. The Gemara says that why am I lighting? The Gemara says I'm lighting only if it's on two different sides, meaning if there are two windows on the same side, it could be the Gemara says I'm less concerned about it. I'm only really concerned if it's on two different sides. One's facing this street, another's facing the other street. Then you want to have on both sides. Then you have on both sides. There's an interesting problem in the Gemara. If you read the Gemara closely, why exactly, what exactly are we doing? Pardon me a little quickly today, but we're trying to see a lot in our last year in the first parak. It was great being together in the first parak. Now, chashad. There's a lot to talk about. But there's a lot to talk about in the Gemara, but I'm lighting on both sides. Because of chashad. What's the source, according to Gemara and Shabbos? What's the source? Peya. Everyone's favorite. Peya. What is Peya? Can someone just tell me? I don't know.
It's in a corner of the field for
I leave a quarter of my field for who?
Poor people.
How poor do they have to be?
Pretty poor.
Pretty poor. Good. There's stuff that's on the list. Are they qualified as being poor?
No.
What?
No.
Pash says yes. It's a question of having access to funds. If you're... That's not looking. You know, access to it. Look over. You're just be poor enough. Now, if you are, is there a story in Tanakh that has to do with Peya?
Rus.
No.
I thought that was
a Peya, but you could be right. I don't know.
She's like walking behind her. Yeah. Could be.
Taka. Could be. I thought Peya. Okay. The. Don't tell my wife. Don't worry. Don't know that. That's chashad. The makar is peya. What's odd about the makar being peya? What should the makar have been?
The Yisinikian.
The makar should have been, if you look, for example, now, at Marin Shabbos, is the case is Neiros Hanukkah. If you look now in Baba Basra, the case it's Tzedakah. That's the Gemara in Baba Basra. The reason is, Rashi said, Chashad. The Torah said, the Makar is, the Torah said, Beyisem Nikiyam. May Hashem, you have to look clean in the eyes of God and clean in the eyes of your fellow man. It's not a hygienic point, that's a spiritual, religious point. To be clear.
Maybe the former as well.
Could be also. Now, that's the Gemara in Shabbos, that's the Gemara in the Sefer Baba Basra. Let's just go for another one while we're talking. We'll go for another one, which is Shechitas Ben Pekua. This is an awesome case. Because there's awesome stuff that goes on in Torah. I shecht an animal. Gevalt, I realize the animal's pregnant. So when I shecht the animal, and the animal's pregnant inside, that baby that was in the animal's stomach, I'm allowed to eat without any Shechita. I'm allowed to shecht it without any shechita. There are certain problems as to when that's true, but I'm allowed to shecht it without any shechita. Now,
I mean, you're allowed to eat it without
any shechita. I can eat it without any shechita. Now, what is the stam? You should know there's some good lumbus as far as how shechitas ben pakua works. If anyone's interested, Daily Rabbi Ganakte. He edited the Sefer. They're Rabbi Cohen for the day. They're going to go to YU in this year. There are famous chakiris about how exactly it works. Look at the Sefer Shi'uri HaRav. The Rav notes on Kulin and Yerodeya. You can find it there. It's a good shtickle. Now, if, however, the animal ends up, that the animal that was in the womb ends up now walking around on the ground, so Me'ikar HaDin, really, I can eat it. I can eat it if I want to. But... Midin Maris Ayin, Midin Maris Ayin. I'm not allowed to. Midin Maris Ayin.
I'm not allowed to eat it. I'm not allowed to eat it. Midin.
Midin Maris Ayin. So I have to do shechita. I have to do a shechita on the animal. I have to shecht the animal if it starts walking around. Really, the shechita I did on its mother was a good shechita, even for the baby. But there's a different. I still have to shecht it if it starts walking around, so it doesn't look like I'm eating animals without shechita. It can't look like I'm eating animals without shechita.
This is my barn.
What?
This is my barn.
So still, we assume Bar Sinai applies. Afilu bechadrei chadarim, even if it's inside and nobody can see it, we assume it applies. God watching, maybe. Or maybe they can turn that people are really watching everywhere. The world is filled with weirdos. Or maybe, as Tovah Zing Suba says in Daf Samech, we're not going to get through today probably, but for Gideon Darabana, it could be that Bechadri Chadam. But, okay. Now, what's the mucker for Maris Ayin?
What if
it
doesn't work never works later?
What?
Doesn't work
never works later? If it ends up walking, once it starts walking, you have to check it. The makkah for this lechora is lechora. The makkah for this also we're dealing with a vayis and nekiyim. Also dealing with a vayis and nekiyim. That's mishum maris ayin. Now
the
gemara
says that it's
because
of
vayis and nekiyim. I don't think
maris
says that. I think it's shochanah. Yeah, I don't think maris says that. That's stam is the standard shot. That's midin. What do you call it? Midin maris ayin. That's midin vayis. Okay. Yeah. I'm talking to the Gemara, we're showing them there. Okay.
The bit that you gave us says that if it didn't start walking around, then you talk a donkey.
Yeah.
Shkita. I could be right if they just sit there and start taking bites out of it. It doesn't mention Mars Eye.
Yeah. And there's something that people see it directly coming out. That's like your child this morning. I'm allowed to have a pitcher, according to many poskim, about a clear pitcher of soy milk on my table for fleishix. That is a problem of maris ayin. Looks like I'm drinking milk with meat. If I have it in a soy bottle, or the Ramaz case, I have the almond nuts next to the almond milk, so then I'm good to go because people know about it. So if it's right next to the animal, and you're eating the live animal, you know, shtikla evim nachai is always good. You're eating the animal.
The guy's gonna walk by and go,
oh, Ben Bakua.
That is the first time he has this mind.
Well, think about it. There's the dead animal. The head's cut off. You're hanging out by the stomach area, eating this little animal. Ben Pekua may be the first one that comes to my mind. Taka. It may be.
Taka?
It may be the first one that comes to my mind. Okay. Now we get into... Okay. That's the Gemara in Masechta Shabbos. Now, a question is as follows. There are two main ways to go. Whenever you're looking at a certain din, or din that come up in multiple contexts, and you want to know if it's the same din or different din, so what you want to look at is, let's complicate it a little bit more, you want to break it down, it's not complicated that much, you want to break it down as much as possible to try and see, are they the same halacha or different halachas? So we're looking at the case, we don't know, chashad and maris ayin. They're pretty similar, how do I appear, how do I look? Mitzat sheni, they're different terms. Different terms where they get to thinking. Maybe different terms because they're talking about different concepts. Now you want to sort of break it down a little bit. Bracha, another topic. Bracha. Now, in our Gemara in Bava Basra, there's no relevance to the question of bracha. There's a gabbai stuck in woman collecting money. There's no question about bracha. It's irrelevant for our Gemara. Not relevant. Now, in the Rosh Chanukah and Shechitas Ben Pekua, It is relevant. What's the question of bracha? Neos Chanukah. I light my Neos Chanukah up in the one side. Now, the Gemara tells me I'm a wealthy guy. My house is enormous. On the other side of the house, I have to now light Mishum Chashad. So I'm going to go over there now and light Mishum Chashad. Do I make a Birkas HaMitzah when I light that second time? Do I make a bracha when I light that second time? What do we say?
No.
Who says no? The Ran and the Ramah say no. Why aren't I doing it? Or the Ran and the Ramah? Why am I not doing it? The reason why I'm not making that bracha, say the Ran and the Ramah, because I'm only doing it, says the Ran, I'm only doing it mishum chashad. I'm only doing it mishum chashad. So if I'm only doing it mishum chashad, so then... I don't make a bracha. That's what the Ran says.
Now, the Kolbo, who you did not see, unless you looked it up, is also quoted in the Orchos Chaim. A lot of things in the Kolbo are also in the Orchos Chaim. They say a different thing. They say you're right, you don't make a bracha, but for a different reason you don't make a bracha. You know why you don't make a bracha? Because you just lit at one entrance. It's all one mitzvah. Meaning, really, mishum chashad, I should have to make a bracha. In our case of Kanafi, you don't need to. How come? Because I just lit on one side, and I, what do? I now walk over to the other side, and light there. My original bracha still applied, it's still chal on my second lighting. So the Kolbo and the Orchos Chaim say, really, you have to make a bracha. Just, you don't have to hear, because my first bracha covers it. My first bracha covers it. So says the Kolbo and the Orchos Chaim. My first bracha is going to cover it. Therefore, for example, let's say, normally the Ran and the Kolbo all say, no need to make a bracha when I light my second time. However, what would be the case in the following situation? Let's say I was mafsik. Let's say I lit at one side, and then I decided, God, the guy's coming over, there's a shtickle rikud, we're dancing. I talk, I schmooze, I eat a shtickle, now I'm going to go, I want to light on the other side. Now, lichora, the Ran is going to say, don't make a bracha. You're only lighting mishum chashav. The Kolbo and the Orchos Chaim are going to say, you have to make a bracha. Again, Benji, when I light on one side, and then light on the other side, the Kolbo says, you don't make a bracha. Why not? Because I already did a bracha on the first thing. Number one right there. So the Kolbo would say, lichora, let's say after in the first one, I then was mafsik, I then started talking about whatever, and now I come to light my second one, I have to make a bracha. That was mafsik. So bracha, they say
so
no.
Is that straight out? Or?
No, that's, I think that is...
Could be enough.
I think it would be enough. Yeah. Okay. Shkitas ben pakua. Now the shaila comes. I'm shefting that little animal that's running away on the street. I'm trying to get it. Right? Initially, you wanted your Avraham Menachem moment to eat the live animal. And Taka, you lost that. So now the animal's running away. So you're chasing after the animal. You grab the animal. And now you want to, you have to shaft it in order to eat it.
Why?
So I have to shaft, because again, Marasai, because Marasai, I have to shaft the animal. What's working? When I now am about to shaft the animal, do I make a bracha?
Sure, the Rashba.
Do I make a bracha? The yes. Rashba says,
yes.
Yes. The Rashba says, sorry. Black and blue.
Why would you?
What?
Right there?
Yeah. But not, no, there's enough time, separation time. It's not, there's no previous bracha. Rashba says, I make a bracha. Even though the only reason why I'm shechting it is mishum marasayim, I'm still going to make a bracha. What? Oh, because also has been out?
Yeah.
Could be for this year, because I think there's questions about it in Rashba there.
Also, would Ben Pakua need Malicha?
What?
Would Ben Pakua need Malicha?
I don't know. It's a good question. Yeah, sure. Sorry. Yes. Yeah, it's served down.
So then why are we allowed to eat everyone a chai from it?
Okay. So that's a shaila in terms of... I love when you direct me towards schooling. It makes me so happy. There are shailas about when you're allowed to eat dam or not. Dam is really on some level asar, but dam shapirish, if it depending on where it is in the... It's not so pashut. The nisar v'chil is dam, that the Torah says. There are times where with animals, if you... there are a couple of rashbas, they're getting a chulin about this. In the first two prakim. But there are times where certain times where nisar v'chil is dam, like straight from the animal, may not be as much of a problem.
Huh.
You're talking. We're talking about it. We're talking about it. The malicha shayla. The Rashba says when I shat the little animal that ran away.
I didn't quite get into masculine, but he said he was happy that he got to cool him, so.
Always happy. I'm getting closer to masculine now. What happens like this? You ready? If you want to just quickly. Mishnah increased us, or the Gemara increased us. Chafal from Aleph. I don't need my condiments, so let's quote from here, quote it. That dam evarim, shalo pirish, is mutter. If dam in the limb that didn't move around is actually mutter to eat, Tovus in Chulin says, if you'd want to eat meat raw,
that you could be you wouldn't have to do Malicha. Tova says you would not have to do Malicha. Tova schooling Yadam Alf Dir Masa Vinasvin, Shokan Arach, Simon Samach Zion, Sukkot and Bays, that also you would not need to do Malicha if you wanted to eat raw meat. The Rambam in Hilchos Machalos Asuros Vav Yad Bays says that you have to do Malicha and you have to do Malicha even when you're eating a raw animal. No, Shokan Arach passed like that. We don't eat raw meat. It doesn't come up.
Carpaccio, tartare.
Halvai, that's my, there are times where I'm eating, never mind. Right there. Okay. That's the, there's Hanukkah Tzedakah Shechitas Ben Pekuah. Now you have the question as follows. This is where charts like this, you want to map out all the information you have, become helpful when you want to now relate to the following question. I have Chashad. I'm going to break this down, but my anger is
not going to work out. Isn't by
Mishun Marasayan. I'm making a bracha on Mishun Marasayan. Are Chashad and Marasayan two separate issues, two separate concerns, or one concern? Let's just throw out some knowledge so that we can know. No, the only reason why I'm checking the animal, Mishun Marasayan, and you make a bracha, he says. What? I'm doing shechita because of Marasayan. Oh, okay. We got that's the problem. The problem. But the Rafa said that you would make a bracha on it. Rafa says shechita ben pekuah, you make a bracha on it. Okay. So in Shulchan Aruch Yerodei and Simiyah Gimel, you have machlokas achronim whether or not Chashad and Marasayan are the same or different. The crease you place it. Who is the crease you place it?
I don't know, but it's an awesome
name for a cipher. Crazy Place was written by Bjorn Sanatrius. Bjorn Sanatrius. Him and Yaakov thought about Shabtai Tzvi. Yaakov and Endian thought Bjorn Sanatrius was a
Sabbatean.
Follower, a hidden follower of Shabtai Tzvi, and not. He fought an intense battle to apostle to whatever extent he could.
And then lost.
Bjorn Sanatrius. Crazy Placey, he fought him like crazy. Gid Hanash is a fascinating Crazy Placey from a couple of parts years ago, but we'll have to wait for next year to talk about it. Maybe.
Who is
this? Jonas Anifshitz, the Crazy Placey. Yaakov Emdi went crazy at him. The Birke Yosef is written by who? Those far in the Chida. The Crazy Placey holds Chashad and Maris Ayin are two separate concepts. The Birke Yosef says they're one. I'm certainly going to talk about it. I just have to find it there. I don't know if we're talking about it else. Okay. Now, we have this question. You would do a similar thing whenever you have similar concepts. Zrizimakdim and mitzvos, mitzvah bal yadcha alach mitzena, a lot of similar mitzvos. Look, do they have the same source? What's the reason given? Any nafkaminas and dinim? How do they work? So, now, let's try and understand the following. Are they one din or two dinim? Are they one din or two dinim? So what you want to see is, let's start like this. If everything lines up in all of these, then it's easier to suggest that they're all one din. If things don't line up, so there's ora, you're dealing with two different dinim. So for example, the reason. The reason's like this. The crazy or placing. The reason's like this. Chashad, Chashad, Marasayan. Okay, so according to them, Chashad and Marasayan are the same thing. So we all... works out. The source. So we have Vayis Nekiyam, Vayis Nekiyam. But the Gemara in Shabbos about Chashad quotes a different source. So that's not so pashut. On the other hand, our Gemara Tzedakah about Chashad, the Torah says Vayis Nekiyam, it's the same as Marasayan. So we're not so sure where to go. As far as the source, it doesn't work out so well as far as the Makar. Some Mikoros are from Peya. Some Makaros are from Reis and Nekiyam. It is no Raya L'Ora, nothing, no clear indication whether we're dealing with one or two different concepts. No clear indication. Pashtas. And Birke Yosef. Birke Yosef. Bracha. Bracha is also not so clear. Now, again, the Rashba says, when I'm doing, get credit to the files, Bracha. When I'm doing something, only Mishum Maris Ayin, or only Mishum Chashad do I make a bracha. When I'm shechting a little baby, only Mishum Maris Ayin. Really, it's mutter. Do I make a bracha? Rav says yes. When I'm lighting a candle, only Mishum Marasayim. Am I doing it for, when I'm lighting a candle, only Mishum Marasayim. Is that going to be, or chashad? Am I making a bracha?
I don't know. So, whether they're the same or not, let's say like this.
If you hold, like the kolbo and the Orchos Chaim, so then it's much easier to say it's all the same concept. Why? Because the rabbis make a bracha. The kolbo and the Orchos Chaim say also, you really have to make a bracha. Just technically, you won't need to, because the original bracha you made on your first candle applies to your second candle also. Meaning, yitachin that, as far as bracha goes, the Rashba says you make a bracha, and that's also what the Kolbo says. They all agree fundamentally you need to make a bracha. Technically, the Kolbo says in the context of Neor's Hanukkah, I'm not going to have to make one, because I just made one a second ago on Neor's Hanukkah. I made one on my first Neirot that I'm yotzei mitzvah with. I then go over and make another bracha over here. So I'm making a bracha on both. I don't need to make a new bracha. But really, I need to make a bracha in each. So if you're holding like the kolbo and the rashba, so then lechora, marasayin and chashad are going to be the same. They're going to be the same issue. They're going to be, in both cases, really you need to make a bracha. Because mishum chashad, mishum marasayin, you're dealing with a similar thing, and they both have the same din, they both have the same bracha. But if you hold like the Ran, so then Chashad and Maris Ayin end up being different concepts. Because the Ran says, when you're doing something just Mishum Chashad, there's no need to make a bracha. But the Rashba says, there is a need to make a bracha when you're doing something just Mishum Chashad. So if you hold like the Ran, the Rashba and the Ran, The Rashba says, you make a bracha when I do something just Mishum Marasayim. The Ran says, you don't make a bracha when you're doing something just Mishum Chashad. So one way of explaining that is, yeah, because Marasayim and Chashad are different. Marasayim requires a bracha, Rashba. Chashad does not require a bracha, that's the Ran. So, when you map out the chart, we haven't even given a Hesber yet. When you map out the chart and you match them up, so matching them up is going to be important. Whenever you want to know if Dinim are the same or different, just try to, whatever information you have, try and chart. Try and chart whatever information you have. Last one, then. Let's just put. I just, honestly, I feel more authentic and European with the hat on.
Thanks, Peter.
I feel like I'm teaching, like...
You feel more European?
I feel like I'm teaching, I feel like we're learning now either with, like, someone in Europe or one of the Cossacks in Russia. But I'll go with...
He's just sitting there to make sure that, like, you're not speaking out against the government or something.
Exactly.
But at that point, you are speaking out against the government. He's a Cossack.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Let's go. Now, to a couple other... Sorry, if we can make a couple just kinesias in here in parentheses. If you get great, if not, not. Now, it could be, even if the Rashman and Ran are both right, it could be that Marasayim and Chashad are really the same din. This is something I want to point out, the pre-college points is that. It could be the Rashman and Ran argue. Who says they agree? Maybe they all agree and Marasayim and Chashad are the same thing. Rashman would say in all cases you make a bracha, and the Ran would say in all cases you don't make a bracha. Maybe the Rashba and the Ran just argue. Mechtesi, they all agree. Maybe they argue, and if they argue, that could be because Marasayim and Chashad are the same din, but they're the same din, and therefore they have machlokas. You make a bracha or not make a bracha. Okay, so now I have a shiloh, but then I'll focus based on. We'll get to it in a second. But that's gonna be a ha'ara to keep in mind. Sometimes it's important if you're charting something out. You have to know, maybe the Rashba and the Ran, you have to know, you know, what are your Makoros? Gemaras that are associated to each other are much more powerful than, you know, something else which is associated to each other.
What point is that?
I think it's pretty chadash, says this, that the Rashba and the Ran are arguing. Wait. How many of your homes have to face two sides?
Excuse me?
How many of your homes face two directions?
Two streets.
Two streets. No, you're on the corner. The corner house. How many of you have windows from different rooms that face the street in front? Probably every room.
What does that
mean? At least five.
So,
okay.
We only like
that
one of them.
Yeah, we're talking about it. It's going to be our halakha today. Talking about that topic, because we're talking about you.
Yeah. There are masters at the end of the world that we looked up.
Yeah. What? Yeah. We'll see why even Bizman is that, but click. So I'm posting hold, you don't have to. Because everyone knows no one's from there anymore. So, no. That's that one. Okay. Let's now add 2 points of lamdas. 2 points of lamdas. Let's say for a second.
Time to erase this. Okay. The board's unbelievable. Thank you, Ellie.
Okay. L'chora, let's say you have machlokas between the Rashba and the Ran. Do you make a bracha or not when you're mekayim mitzvah mishumar sayin? What pshat in machlokas? What pshat in machlokas? I'll tell you machlokas in the Rashba and the Ran. I'm doing a mitzvah only mishumar sayin or chashad. Do I make a bracha or not? What's that based on? Say that I'm doing a mitzvah. What does that mean?
If one of the reporting to you guys said no, it's because not really excited. Maybe you shouldn't be shepherds.
And
really wouldn't be able to do it for a circumstance.
What
happened
if you're able to rough, therefore, if you do repeat it? And what would
the Rashba say? That somehow it truly is the truth, holding it not on
that case, what
happened. Okay, and say that in the Hanukkah case? Good. Let's take it. Machlokas will make a bracha when I'm doing something mishum chashad. What's the machlokas based on? Why do they argue? For kicks?
Is that if chashad is a real tefillah or if it's just a
sefor? Okay.
If chashad is makes it.
Let's even say it's a real chiyuv. It's a real chiyuv of v'yisim nekiyim Hashem Yisrael. How does that allow me to make a bracha of v'hadukim Hanukkah?
The
guy
Shoshana says it's not like part of.
Oh, right, okay. Okay. So let's say like this. Yitachin. That within Maris Ayin and Chashad, you have the following Chakira. You have the following Chakira. This is Chakira that comes up in 8,000 Sugyas. The following essential Chakira. The din is caused for a certain reason. The reason why I'm lighting, right? You have your tam. What's the reason? The reason why I'm lighting, the reason why I'm shechting the animal, is all because of Chashad or Maris Ayin. Let's assume they're the same for now. Chashad or Maris Ayin, I'm doing it so people think I'm from. Because life's about people thinking that you're from. Just kidding. But there is halachic value people think that you're from. Chashad and Maris Ayin. That's the reason. The question now becomes, when Chazal told you to shecht the animal, Mishum Maris Ayin, when Chazal told you to light Nerus Chanukah, Mishum Chashad, what did Chazal tell you to do? How much is the geder, the nature of the takana, directly lining up to the reason? Do we say it directly lines up to the reason? All you have to do is essentially the minimum you can to prevent a chashad, to prevent Maris Ayin. All I have to do is the least I need to do to avoid chashad. All I have to do is try and avoid chashad. That's all the Rabbanim established. Avoid chashad, avoid Maris Ayin. Make it look like it's a shechita. Make it look like it's Neiros Chanukah. Even though really it may not be Neiros Chanukah. Just do whatever you can. Make it look like you're from. Right? This is great. This is like, you know, so many inappropriate things to think about right now. But trying to show off like you're from or than you are. That's what this is in. fake it. Just come off looking from.
For a reason that it's a raven, you're really good.
That's the thing. Yeah, yeah. Really, I'm not really awesome. Saying, yeah, exactly. Correct. All I do is to try and avoid the chashad. The other possibility is that sometimes the reasoning behind something does not always line up to what actually gets implemented. It's possible that Chazal said, you wanna, yet the light? Okay. Yet the light Mishum Chashad? Once you're lighting Mishum Chashad, they said, you're now Chayav Midrabanan in the second Hadlaka. Or, you're Chayav Midrabanan in Shechita. Or you require some actual Maisa Mitzvah. Mishum Chashad, the Chachamim said, you now have to do a Maisa Mitzvah. So Mishum Chashad, I have to let me take a Neiros. Mishum Chashad, I'm now doing a Maisa Mitzvah. I'm now doing a Maisa Mitzvah, I now have to do it to show it beyond the reason. That's the same idea, first parak of Baba Basra. The chiyuv to build a wall, Mishum Hezek Re'iyah. Is the chiyuv to build a wall, Mishum Hezek Re'iyah, only to prevent Hezek Re'iyah? So do the minimum amount you need to do to prevent Hezek Re'iyah. Or do we say alternatively, that no, the chiyuv initially was because of Hezek Re'iyah. But what the Chachamim established was, a chiyuv mamonos, that you have to your friend. The gedir of the takana didn't line up to the reason behind it. Or, another shayla, another third case where it comes up. Bishul Akam. Bishul Akam. Yeah, is the reason why I'm building a wall only to prevent Hezek Re'iyah? That's the reason why I'm building it. So the gather is whatever wall you build that prevents Hezek Re'iyah, you're fine. Say whatever mitzvah I do, whatever I do that prevents Chashad, I'm good to go. Or could it be that Chazal understood, once they're making you build a wall, because Hezek Re'iyah, you're going to establish a certain gather to how I have to build it. It has to be a wall that has certain standards. It has to be a wall that your friend can use. It has to be a wall that you can, you know, that's going to be a shayla. Bishul Akam is another shayla. It's a good, Bishul Akam. Gemara Rezara. Bishul Akam is Asar. Why can't a non-Jew cook for me? Chasnus. What's chasnus? Or chatnitz. Intermarriage. If you have, you eat the food of a non-Jew, they cook for you, the next thing you know, you're intermarrying. That's it, it's happening. Intermarriage, done. It's not crazy. Now, the reason is only because of chasnas. Then we interact it. Let's say, now, the ister, the food is a product of it. Is it just, it's also mitzvah chasnas, or does it even get the status, possibly, of ma'achal sasuros? Meaning what they established is goes way beyond just the reason. For example, let's say a non-Jew comes to your house and cooks in your kelim. Are your kelim now usar? Can I now not use my pot anymore?
No, of course
you can. I can. Because all it is mishum chasnas. It's not like tray food was cooked in there. Whereas some achronim say, no, tray food was kelim cooked in there. It's ki'ilu as a status of machal sasiros.
Well, that's why they're going to be like fire.
Yeah, that avoids the shalakim. Okay, either way. That's all there. Now that's what we're going to act. And with this we will... I guess conclude. Yeah, the halacha. This halacha we'll talk about where you like. Okay. Beganak is the following Shikol Torah. Beganak is the head of the OU Kashrus division. Big time of the Rav, and both a lot of people. And he's his Torah is fantastic. And now we'll just try and see whether we think his Torah is correct. His Torah is fantastic. So a lot of different styles of The Gnak has the following Shikol Torah. The Gnak points out the following. The Gnak points out, well, I don't know if he actually drew a chart, but he noted this. When you look at the Makar for the Gemara about Chashad is the Mishnah Peya, and the Makar for normal Marasayan is the Mishnah Nekiyah. Ask Rabbi Gnak, why are they different Makoros? So the Gnak says, because Chashad and Maris Ayin are different concepts. He doesn't quote this, but we know that really that's not all in the place in the Berkei Yosef. But that's what the Gnak points out. That Chashad and Maris Ayin are different concepts. The Gnak says that Chashad is based on Peya, and Maris Ayin is based on Vayis and Nekiyah. Different Mekoros. What's the difference, be it so, as to whether something is midin chashad or midin marasayin, what's the difference be sowed? Says Rabbi Ganai, the difference is as follows. Chashad and marasayin. Marasayin is a din isuri. It's an isur. Marasayin is to do something where it looks like you're violating an avera. If you hold, let's say, for example, it's usher going to McDonald's, which many of us don't think it's usher, but the chashash is when you walk into McDonald's, it's marasayin. They think you're eating tray food. They think you're eating something with strafe. They think you're eating something with strafe. That's haka our problem. In a Ner Chanukah case, I didn't do anything that gave anyone the wrong impression. Chashad, says Rabbi Ganak, is where I do something, is where I do something kimitzvaso. I do it all correctly and all appropriately. Just because I didn't do something, it looks like I... someone will get the wrong impression. I mean, marasayin is where I do something that generates people thinking I violated nisar. Chashad is where, in the Chanukah case, I followed the mitzvah, I lived in one place.
I didn't
do something, and suddenly that creates chashad. Chashad is the absence of doing something, and therefore you have a certain question. Marasayin is where I actually do something, and now you question how from I am. I went into the store, you think I'm not so from. Then he says the following. V'asher nira levar yoser. You could look over and explain. That's cute, the back of the day. V'asher nira levar yoser. V'asher nira levar yoser. You could explain more. You could explain more. Shechiv zeh lahadlik neir sakof sa. Chami shum chashad hevi kis ane emar chetem ki yir mitzvah ter Chanukah. Tehayin zeh chashad hevi mechayev v'ner Chanukah. Chashad integrates to become part of the Maisa Mitzvah itself. Part of Neiros Chanukah now becomes the need to light Neiros Chanukah in multiple places. It becomes part of the Etzem Mitzvah Chanukah. And that's why, unlike Maris Ayin, Marasayin is just a question of not looking like you're not from. You see, right? This question of Marasayin just teaches me don't do something people are going to question. Chashad becomes part of the mitzvah. Says Rabbi Ganak. So for Neiros Chanukah, the way Rabbi Ganak says it out, Chashad becomes, according to him, part of the mitzvah. Whereas according to him, Marasayin is just a separate iser, a separate concern of looking like you're from. So Vayis and Nikiyim, that's why it's the Makar. Vayis and Nikiyim means, do you look like you're from? A separate concern, do I look like I'm from? Don't do anything that makes people think you're not from. Don't walk into the McDonald's if it's people are going to think that you're eating trade food. That's Marasayin. Don't eat the animals running around in the street. Without Shechita, people are going to think you did something to make people think that you're not so from. And very odd, being an animal. Neiros Chanukah is midin chashad. There we're learning from Peah. Because in Peah, it's part of the mitzvah itself is to leave in the corner. Chanukah, he says, it's part of the etzem kiyum ha-mitzvah. Part of the mitzvah is to light in both places. Chashad is, they're mechayiv you, they're extending the mitzvah. He's just a couple of nafkaminas. You can look at the tape for himself. One of them is here, in terms of the Mikra Kodesh from the... Hey, yeah, I think this is proof. The Makar is where he's getting it from. Getting from the Makar. No, but he's getting it from the, yeah. He has to say the proof. He's getting it, he didn't spell, even I said it to spell that. To answer the question. He's getting it from Peah. He's saying Peah, leaving in the corner, is the mitzvah itself. We see Chashad as part of the mitzvah itself. Doing the mitzvah itself in a way that is, whereas Vis Nekim is a separate idea. Always look at your from between you and the Baruch Shalom. That's Rabbi Ganak's Chiluk. However,
it's a separate mitzvah.
Vishnakim is a separate mitzvah to look like you're from.
So I have the din of Shechita, and I have a separate thing.
Yeah. Now, again, that's what he says. Shechita. Mar Zion means I'm putter from Shechita. What the shech? So I look from. It's not part of the mitzvah of Shechita. It's a separate idea. Beis in the key and the pasuk is look from. It's not part of the Isser. Look from. Yeah.
Say those two cases are very different. In the case of the Neres Chanukah, you're chayiv in Neres Chanukah. Here you're just being mosi ones with. There, there's no chayiv shechita b'klah. The Maris Ayin is the machayiv in the first place. So
okay.
It's kol kulo terabanan. Whereas by the chashad, there it's there's already okay. Okay, Neres Chanukah is the rabbanan, but the chayiv.
It's the extension of the chayiv.
We're just extending it.
Yeah. Well, save that because we're gonna get there in 1 second. Because I think that's gonna save that point. There are 2 hours on Rabbi Ganak, Lechora. There are 2 hours on Rabbi Ganak. We'll make these hours quickly. Two reasons why. It could be that he's not totally correct, and it could be we should email him these hours. 2 hours are as follows. Don't remind me. I'd love to do it tonight.
You got an email address?
My friends were closer than him.
Huh?
My friends were closer than him. He gives you your day this year and why you want to send this. And something in Landers also, I think, or Chaim maybe. Yitzi's father. Okay, two hours in Rabbi Ganak. 1 hour Ezra made, and that we're going to use that point to maybe miyash it a little bit. And 1 hour we'll share it together. Okay, happens to be it doesn't work out. His Shikol Torah doesn't work out that well with our Gemara and Basra. Taking it back to Bava Basra, it doesn't work out that well with Bava Basra. Because Bava Basra, Rashi says, Mishum Chashad. And the Torah says, the Makar is the Yisim Nekiyim. According to Rabbi Ganak, Chashad and the Yisim Nekiyim don't match up together. The Makar for Chashad is Peya. The Makar for the Yisim Nekiyim, for Maris Ayin, is the Yisim Nekiyim. Meaning, Lefi Rabbi Ganak Shikol Torah, when you have the chart out and you just now plug it in, it doesn't fit. Chashad to Yisim Nekiyim, no. For Rabbi Ganak, the Makar for Chashad is Peya. The Makar for Maris Ayin is Vis Nekiyim. Vis Nekiyim is not the Makar for Chashad, it's only the Makar for Maris Ayin. If you really hold the two separate concepts.
Can you say Rashi's Chashad is different to the Chashad mentioned?
Okay, but we're going to
have to go. So we're just using Rashi's Lashon. But
okay,
Rashi,
let's take a couple of things. 2 hours to be Miyashiv this Ha'ara from Ezra. 2 hours to be Miyashiv this Ha'ara. What? The Ha'ara is that according to Rabbi Ganak, the Makar for Maris Ayin is Vis Nekiyim Hashem Elokecha. That's the source. And the source for Chashad is Peya. In our Gemara, the source for Chashad, the Torah says, is Vayisim Nekiyim. But really, the Makar for Chashad should really be Peya.
The Torah brings
it down. Okay, so 1 hour is the Torah brings it down. It could be the Torah doesn't buy the Shikol Torah. It could be the Torah Taka thinks that they're not the same. Even that's a Ha'ara, because if the Torah doesn't think so, meaning the Torah is not, you know, some guy living in Yerushalayim that is who had enough access to a printing press but a safer. Like, the Torah is the Torah. Is the Torah. What? Yeah, but so why is our Gemara the Torah says the Makar is the Nekiyim?
For what? Well, the
Makar is
clear that
Mark is the Nekiyim.
For what?
He's imagined
at one point
he's the Nekiyim. Okay, so at least according to him, there's no Shaykhus. Okay, wait. 1 hour is for the Torah, it doesn't fit as well. Our Gemara says the Gabbai Tzedakah has to have two people there. Why two people? Rashi is because of Chashad. What's the source for Chashad? Torah says Vis Nekiyim. But Vis Nekiyim isn't the source for Chashad. We're going to hack.
You mean add that caveat?
Yeah, David.
I have a question a little differently. There's also his whole idea is that the Hashan is all about by Maisa Mitzvah. That as opposed to the Marzain, which is just staying away from Esser, that the Vegan should be looking at doing Esser.
Okay, this is like, another point. Again, another point. Also, our Gemara doesn't fit with the definition of Chashad. The definition of Chashad Rabbi Ganak uses is our Gemara looks more similar to the definition of Marzain. Marzain Rabbi Ganak is I did something that looks shady. That's this case. I'm collecting money by myself. It looks crazy. That our Gemara, according to Rabbi Ganak, is much more like Maris Ayin than anything else. It's not where I did something good, just, it's not like I didn't do, you know, Shabbat. No, our Gemara is much more like Maris Ayin, according to that. that may also end up being the Pesach to the...
I think I remember, doesn't like the Bar Tzimura stay on the Mishnah and Mishkal? I think he uses Marasai.
Because yeah, most Achorim think it, I think they're the
same
day.
Yeah.
Only the same day.
Because
Marasai heard about Gnacket, I do something that makes people think I'm violating a Nisr. So I collecting money by myself, people think I'm violating a Nisr. The kind of case where I didn't do anything to make people think I'm not from. I didn't do something that made people think that I'm not so from. It's much more similar to the Marasai case. The second Ara, I'm not sure we're going to have time to be asked about whatever, or the Gnacket, but that's life. The second Ara is, his Shikol Torah L'chor doesn't fit as well with the Bracha point. With the Bracha point. At least as smoothly. According to Rabbi Ganak, Maris Ayin is a separate idea of Maris Ayin. Just to look from, it's the Din Isari. It's the Din, it's an Isar. Just look from. Yet the Rafa says, you can't make a Bracha on it. Why am I making a Bracha on it? It's just an Isar. It's just whatever. That's the Rashba. And, second, in Neiros Chanukah, where it's mamish part of the Etzem Kiyum HaMitzvah, so while the Kolbo gives justification, the Rams had the Ramah Paskins, said, you don't make a bracha, it's only Mishum Chashad. If it's only Mishum Chashad, so then, according to Rabbi Ganak, you should be making, you should be making a bracha on it.
Should.
Yeah, because it's Etzem Kiyum HaMitzvah. So for the Kolbo, you're okay. For
the Kolbo.
It could be. But the problem is the Shikol Torah then now became totally in a Kolbo Mahalgas with the Ram, where the Ramah Paskins like the Ram. So he's rejecting the Ram that the Ramah holds like in order to hold like the Kolbo. All I'm saying is again. Again, according to Rabbi Ganak, the difference is as follows. According to Rabbi Ganak, it is as follows. Yeah, sorry, we like, yeah. He said Marsayan is just a separate of Marsayan that look from. That was part of the mitzvah itself. Then why are you making a bracha on it? And he says, Neiros Chanukah is just Mishum Chashad. If it's just Mishum Chashad, so then, the Ran says, just Chashad, no bracha. But Rabbi Ganak, no, Chashad is part of the Kima mitzvah, the Chulei. Not so Chashad. Either way, Eschazer what we saw today, Eschazer what we saw today. We saw today the following. We saw a couple different contexts where the halakhas of Chashad and Marsayan come up. We saw the Gemara Masechet Bava Basra, the Gemara tells us Bava Basra that a gabbai tzedakah travel in groups of two so that no one thinks that you're violating Yisurim, no problem with Chashad. We then saw.
What?
Mishulachim
that go on their own
Mishget.
Don't get them. Look shady. Maybe it's leave my either on Chashad. That's what I should tell you.
Next is the. We saw in Chanukah the same shayla to lay on both sides. We saw Ben Pekua, the animal comes out. I don't have to shachet, but if I want to, Mishum Marsayin, I need to. We saw different Makoros, we saw the child of the Bracha. We saw, we were down in the question, are Marsayin and Chashad one idea? Just different names? Or two separate ideas? We then at the end tried to say a little bit, Rabbi Ganak has a Shikol Torah. We made a couple of hours of Rabbi Ganak Shikol Torah. And that's good to go. Now the halakha part of the day.
What's the love one? Habits?